Today, March 3rd, is the feast day of a great Philadelphia saint, Saint Catherine Drexel. In the year 1889, the newspapers of Philadelphia, the headline said, "Young woman gives up $7 million. That was the headline of the newspaper that day. The story was about Catherine Drexel, the Philadelphia heiress who decided to join the Sisters of Mercy. Catherine was born on November 26, 1858. Her father was a very wealthy international banker. The family had their own railroad car. Catherine's mother was a Quaker, and she died when Catherine was only 5 years old. Her father remarried a devout Catholic woman. The Drexels were very good Catholics. They even had a chapel built in their home. And each night, for 30 minutes, Mr. Drexel would spend that time in prayer, every night, faithfully, to spend his time in prayer. Eventually, Mrs. Drexel got sick. She was dying of cancer. Catherine nursed her for the last 3 years of her life. And during that time, it began to dawn on Catherine that money could not buy health. There was nothing that could keep her mother from dying, her mother, stepmother from dying. She began to think about eternity and the true values of life. Were not in the millions of dollars that she had, but in becoming a saint and serving Almighty God. So the seeds of becoming a nun began to be planted there. In fact, as she was growing up, the Drexels would often bring in the poor 3 days a week, and they would help to feed them and clothe them. So she had even been doing the charity work even as a millionaire. Of course, during her life, she had an excellent education. She traveled all over the world. She lived in the upper echelons of society. But then it began to realize that God was calling her to something greater than this material wealth. It was to serve other people, to help the poor. In her travels, she had seen the plight of the Native American Indians and also the African Americans and how they were suffering. So in one time when she was in Rome, she met with Pope Leo XIII, and she said, "I want you to send missionaries to Wyoming to help out my friend Bishop O'Connor." And the Pope looked at her with great kindness and great love and said, "Why don't you become a missionary?" Well, those words began to sink in. She reflected upon that. And then so when she went back home, she began working among the Sioux Indians in the Midwest. And she began to feel called to religious life. So she did join the Sisters of Mercy in Pittsburgh and made the 2-year novitiate. But then in 1891, she felt called to establish her own order, the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament, to promote the Eucharist, especially among Native Americans and African Americans. So she became the first sister of the Blessed Sacrament. She transformed their summer home in Pennsylvania to their first convent. And then she began gathering up other women who were willing to go down south to Santa Fe, New Mexico, where she established boarding schools. Then she would go to New Orleans. She established the famous Xavier University, which was the first university for African Americans in the United States. And during her life, she would establish about 50 foundations, mostly in the South and the Southwest. Missions, rural schools. By the end of her life, she had given her entire $12 million inheritance to the poor in establishing her order and setting up all of these wonderful schools and universities and institutions to help the needy and the poor. At the age of 77, she had a heart attack and spent the last 20 years of her life until she died at the age of 96 in 1955 as an invalid in her wheelchair or in her bed, praying for her missions throughout the United States. So she would spend the last 20 years of her life as an apostle of suffering, to offer up her prayer and suffering as an invalid for the graces that her order needed. She was beatified in 1988 by Pope John Paul II, and as you know, recently canonized in the last few years as well. So what a remarkable woman, this great saint of Philadelphia, a multimillionaire, gave up everything and found true joy. She's a great example of not only giving her treasure, but her time and her talent as well to serving the Lord. It's not enough just to give money. Oftentimes, in fact, I would say that we have to give ourselves as well. And that's what the Pope said to her. It wasn't good enough just for her to give money to the missions. Why couldn't she become a missionary as well?